Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. So, back on schedule today. This means it's the first time this week we get to speak with Dean Weingarten. How are you today, sir?
I am doing very well, better than I deserve.
Well, one of the things I've been following is, my initial impressions on the Rittenhouse case came from the stuff that you were writing. Let's open up with this whole NPR shenanigans where somebody decided to get out there and reimagine the facts that are supposedly coming out of this trial.
I was doing research on the Rittenhouse case, and I came across this article by Becky Sullivan of National Public Radio. She's a reporter and a producer on National Public Radio, of breaking news and other things, I believe. And I read her description of what happened in the testimony of the witness McGinnis, and it was significantly different than what I remember. I went back and looked, and I tried to understand how she could come up with this interpretation, and it just did not fit any of the testimony that I had seen or the video. And the big difference, she's talking about McGinnis's testimony, and then she puts in something that was not said in the testimony. I'll read the quote. She says, Rosenbaum lunged for the rifle, McGinnis says, and Rittenhouse dodged. As Rosenbaum's momentum was carrying him past Rittenhouse, Rittenhouse fired four times. Now, that sentence was never in testimony. There was never any testimony that Rosenbaum's momentum was carrying him past Rittenhouse. So she just inserts that. And then she says, afterwards, Rittenhouse ran away, leaving Rosenbaum lying face down on the pavement, McGinnis said. But that sentence that I just read, as Rosenbaum's momentum carried him past Rittenhouse, Rittenhouse fired four times, is inserted right in between two things that McGinnis said, as if he said that. I mean, that's the way it looks to me. Maybe she wasn't meaning that, but that's the way it looks. And it just seems like she's putting her own version of facts into testimony that McGinnis said without anything like that being in evidence.
Right.
And I tried to sort of give her the doubt, but I just don't see where that came from. I mean, I went back and I looked at the testimony, I watched the video. And I just don't, there's nothing in there to indicate that. In fact, there's several different things that indicate that is not what happened. Because it's indicated that Rosenbaum just a fraction of seconds earlier had been within inches, maybe touched, the barrel of the rifle Rittenhouse had while he was lunging at the rifle, which was between him and Kyle Rittenhouse. So he was moving directly at Rittenhouse. So how she goes from that to Rosenbaum's momentum carried him past Rittenhouse, I don't see how she gets there. But it furthers the narrative that Rosenbaum was somehow not a threat to Rittenhouse, even though he'd just been trying to grab the rifle, and that, it maybe moves that narrative a little bit, but to anybody who knows anything about deadly force situations, just because somebody's momentum carries them briefly past you doesn't mean they're no longer a threat. He hadn't been disabled. He had recently threatened to kill Rittenhouse. He could use potentially a leg sweep or anything like that to put Rittenhouse down on the ground. I mean, he was so close that attack with physical weapons like hands and feet was a clear, imminent possibility. I mean, the idea that he was not a threat is not very sound in itself, even if his momentum was carrying him past. But his momentum was not carrying him past. And now we know that absolutely for a fact, because what some commentators have called unicorn evidence that the evidence fairy deposits on the prosecutor's doorstep a few days before he's going to present it, did show up in the form of a drone overhead video. And that drone overhead video, which was given to the defense on Sunday, last Sunday, I recall, clearly shows Rittenhouse moving Rosenbaum moving directly at Rittenhouse, and Rittenhouse shoots him. The first shot is when he's within about 4 feet of Rittenhouse, and he fires very rapidly. You know, it's just bam, 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 bam. 3/4 of a second for all 4 shots. And at the end of that, Rosenbaum has fallen essentially at his feet in front of it. I mean, there's no way to try to see where Becky got this idea that Rittenhouse was, that Rosenbaum's momentum was carrying him past Rittenhouse. There was no testimony to that effect. And there was no evidence to that effect. It appears to be something that just happened. Maybe it was suggested by somebody else. I don't know. But I don't believe it was ethical of her to insert that as if it were testimony from Mr. McGinnis.
Well, looking at some of this nonsense that they come up with on a regular basis, it's all about the narrative. I mean, did you see how many tech people went after Kyle Rittenhouse? If you go search Kyle Rittenhouse right now on Facebook, you'll get 0 results.
I haven't tried that. I've heard that.
They have gone after him like he was, Manson.
Oh, I think they probably approved of Manson more than Rittenhouse.
Very likely, now that I think about it. He would be considered an Antifa leader now, wouldn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, Manson was like, tear down the system, start a race war. I mean, that's kind of in line with what we're seeing.
Yeah, he would have been a BLM sympathizer. Poor choice.
But, I mean, it strikes me that could have happened.
Yeah. In any event, that was a poor choice of mine.
I am appalled that somebody who claims to be a reporter would not at least say, it appears to me this happened.
Well, we're coming up on the break. Hang on right there. We're coming up on the break. First thing, though, Dean, you can't look at these people through your lens because they don't have the ethics and integrity you have. It's very easy for them to. Yeah, it is. It's a big problem. It's not a big problem for you because that just gives you a lot more work. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and we're going to move to the next movement in the Rittenhouse case, where the other day the surviving attacker of Kyle Rittenhouse got on the stand, Gage Grosskreutz, and he was supposed to be a prosecution witness, huh?
He was, and I thought he did a terrible job. I thought he did actually a very good job as a
defense witness. Yeah. And I noticed and we can get to this later, but I also noticed that your favorite NPR reporter, she also weighed in on his testimony, but we can talk about that when we get to the appointed time. Tell me about Mr. Grosskreutz and his exploits in the courtroom there.
Yes. Well, he's asked about, you know, what he's doing out there, and it seems like the prosecution spends just a lot of time on what I thought were kind of extraneous things, but that's what he can do. And then the cross-examination is done by defense attorney Corey Cherfisi. And he's going through various things, and I think he's doing a good job. But they get down to the really crucial point, which is where Grosskreutz has been chasing Kyle Rittenhouse down the street, although he says, oh, no, I wasn't chasing him. But everybody can see that he's chasing him on the video. But no, I just happened to be going down in that direction. I mean, it just seemed to me that he was not doing a good job of trying to do whatever he was trying to do, because if he wasn't chasing him, why was he running after him when he talked to him and then caught up to him? I mean, he could, even if he, anyway, I didn't think he did a good job of that. But he gets up to, when Rittenhouse stumbles, goes down in the street, then multiple people start coming at him and attempting to attack him. Three people attack him directly, in my opinion. There's a jump kick man who kicks him in the face with a boot, and then there's a Hoover who hits him with a skateboard, which I've since learned was the second time that night he hit him in the head with a skateboard, and then grabs the rifle and is trying to get away from it when Rittenhouse shoots him. And then just within a couple of seconds, Grosskreutz has come up, runs up to him, but as he shot Hoover, Grosskreutz puts on the brakes and puts his hands up, and Rittenhouse says the rifle, I'd say it wasn't aimed directly at him, but it was in kind of his general direction. And they're close. They're only maybe 5 feet apart at that. And then probably a little closer. And Grosskreutz has his hands in the air. One of those hands has a Glock. It's been testified as a Model 27. And then Rittenhouse looks down at his rifle for some reason. I mean, I didn't catch that right away, but it's been since shown in testimony. And then Grosskreutz appears to make his move. He moves his right hand down, and he moves his left hand, he blades his body. I don't know what's in his head, but it appeared to me he might have thought that his left hand would serve as a distraction and blading his body would get Kyle's mind off the pistol in his right hand. I mean, it's kind of an old magician's trick, you know, you wave one hand around to make a distraction from the other. And but Kyle sees that pistol coming around at him, and it's pointed at him, whether it's pointed directly at his head. If it isn't, it's only off by inches, and he fires with the AR-15 and hits Grosskreutz in the arm. And he's being cross-examined by Corey Cherfisi. And this is a very dramatic. It says your hands are up, and at that point, Rittenhouse has not fired. He says, I put it Rittenhouse in there. Correct? He says, no, he has not. Do you agree? At this point, you're dropping your hands, you're loading your left foot, you're moving toward Mr. Rittenhouse. True. Yes. So when you were shot, can you bring up the photo? And then they bring up this exhibit number 67. And I'm skipping a couple answers because they're the same thing. You're moving forward, your right hand drops down, so your gun, your hands are no longer up, your hand is dropped down, and now your gun is pointed in the direction at Mr. Rittenhouse. Agreed? And he shows him this Exhibit 67 is the picture where Rittenhouse, exactly at the moment of firing, and the gun, the Model 27 Glock, is in Crowell's hand. And Gage Gross, he asks, this is a photo of you, yes? And Grosskreutz says, yes. That's Mr. Rittenhouse. Yes, correct. Do you agree your firearm is pointed at Mr. Rittenhouse? Correct? Yes. I mean, I'm thinking, well, there's the whole case. The defense just proved their case. Well, at least in this particular incident. Okay.
Right.
And then he reinforces the point. I mean, Corey Sherfield, excuse me, the defense attorney. Okay, and once your firearm is pointed at Mr. Rittenhouse, that's when he fires. Yes? Gage Gross goes, yeah. Defense attorney, does this look right when he is firing the shot, showing that exhibit? Gross goes, it looks like my bicep being vaporized. Yes. And it was vaporized at the time you're pointing your gun directly at him? Grosskreutz, yes. When you were standing 3 to 5 feet from him with your arms up in the air, he never fired, right? Correct. It wasn't until you pointed your gun at him, advanced at him with your gun now, your hand down, pointed at him, that he fired, right? Grosskreutz, correct. And this is when they have that they've been questioning Grosskreutz at this point. And most of the cameras on him and on defense attorney Cherfisi, it's a cross-examination. And then they put the camera on Kyle Rittenhouse for a while, and then they pan a little bit so that you can see the prosecutor's table. And at the prosecutor's table, there's Prosecutor Krause on the left and Binger, who's got glasses on the right, and it's an iconic picture. I'm not sure if Krause is doing a facepalm in response to what was said by the witness. I'm not sure it's that at all, but it looks like that. I mean, that's the image. It's right there. And frankly, Binger looks like his puppy just died. So it's an iconic picture, and it's just the image that prosecutors do not want to have put out to the public because...
Hang on, Dane. I'll let you finish this on the other side. We're headed to the break. This article is coming straight from Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices remain at least a dollar higher than they were a year ago today, White House economic advisor Brian Deese puts a positive spin on gas prices.
On average, over the last 10 years, in fact, this is true over the last 20 years, the average price at the pump for a gallon of gas has been about $3.13 in real terms, inflation adjusted. And so today, 20 states now have pump prices that are below that 20-year average.
On Thursday, the nation's top political leaders remembered the late Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole,
America has lost one of our greatest patriots. We may follow his wisdom, I hope, and his timeless truth.
President Biden saying Americans should follow in the footsteps of the distinguished senator. USA Radio News. Congress now turns its attention to legislation addressing China, specifically allegations of human rights abuses and intellectual property theft from Americans. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna explains what actions he believes the United States can take to keep China in check on Fox Business.
We need to make sure we have a technology advantage in AI, in quantum computing, in the technologies of the future. Second, we need to have clear forward deployment and alliances with Australia, Japan, and India to make it very clear that the United States will not stand for any invasion of Taiwan.
Jurors in the Jussie Smollett trial resumed deliberations on Thursday. Smollett is charged with staging a fake hate crime against himself, further dividing the country by saying two supporters of former President Trump did it, as the assailants, as he alleges, were wearing Make America Great Again hats. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, he's written a very good article about the day Gage Grosskreutz forgot his role in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. I didn't mean to have to interrupt you, but I didn't want to miss any of the good stuff.
Okay.
So please pick it up where you were, if you would.
Well, we have this photograph. I mean, it's a screen capture of a video, where you have Prosecutor Krause on the left with what appears to be a face palm, and Prosecutor Binger on the right, which appears to be a rather dejected look on his face. And that happened right at about 24 or 25 seconds after, at the end of that part of Gage Grosskreutz's testimony. I mean, it was the first you see of the defense table after the testimony. First they go to Kyle Rittenhouse, and then they pan over and you see the defense. And I don't know that they were reacting to that testimony exactly, but the image looks like they were, and it's the first image you see after the testimony. So it's I've already seen memes made of the picture because it kind of reminds you of the, you know, Jean-Luc Picard in the Star Wars film, facepalm that has become so iconic. It's kind of like that. And so it's going to be this iconic image, whether it's precisely accurate. And I don't know what they were doing 5 seconds, 10 seconds before this image, because we aren't showing that on camera. But it's become a very significant image, and it's exactly the kind of image you don't want to present out there as this is the prosecution in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, in my opinion. So that's what happened there. By the way, I did watch Gage Grosskreutz with some interest because his right arm has been repaired to some extent. It's been about a year, a little over a year since about 3 months past a year. And he seems to have recovered a lot of function in his right hand, which I'm glad to see that he wasn't as damaged as feared at first. He took a water bottle with his right hand. He was able to hold it and manipulate it. He was able to raise the water bottle. He was able to hold a good-sized microphone very easily, manipulate it. He seemed to have a lot of considerable fine motor control in his fingers. So he still has a lot of function in that hand, which is, arguably a good thing. I don't know how much strength he has, because a lot of bicep muscle was just very quickly gone, vaporized, as he said. But it appears like most of the nerve control is still there. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but by watching him on the witness stand, that seemed interesting. Now, what we saw, or you mentioned, the NPR reporter, Becky Sullivan, of National Public Radio, and I believe that she misreported information about the testimony earlier when he said that he had pointed the gun that Rosenbaum was moving past Rittenhouse when he was shot. And then in this testimony, she reports about it, and I'm going to read the exact quote that she put up. Gage Grosskreutz, the only person who survived being shot by Kyle Rittenhouse last year at a chaotic demonstration in Kenosha, Wisconsin, took the stand in a pivotal moment in Rittenhouse homicide trial. In 3 hours of dramatic testimony Monday, Grosskreutz, 27, acknowledged that he was armed with a pistol on the evening of August 25th, 2020, but said that his hands were raised when Rittenhouse raised his rifle at him and he feared for his life. Do you see something missing from that statement? I mean, there's no mention that Grosskreutz was pointing his pistol at Rittenhouse when Kyle shot him. It was a big, important thing. And yet, NPR, along with most media, seems to have been very reluctant to mention that part of the testimony. Yet anybody can go back and see it.
Well, they keep wanting to try to call it a protest, too. I mean, that's a really interesting thing, because it wasn't a protest, it was a riot.
I think there were both, and there were some protesters, and there were people who made that into a very violent situation. And
Rosenbaum and his...
But I would have called it a riot. Yeah, I've been in a few.
I mean, Rosenbaum, and this is what happens when you got a bunch of unruly, undisciplined, don't really understand violence, Antifa types. All of that, weren't all of the, I mean, Grosskreutz, who, he should be on trial for having that weapon at all, shouldn't he? Shouldn't he be charged with unlawful...
I agree, he should be. If it makes no sense to charge Kyle Rittenhouse with being in possession of a dangerous weapon by somebody under the age of 18, I mean, that charge doesn't even seem to fit by the law. And then to completely ignore that Gage Grosskreutz was carrying a concealed weapon when his concealed carry permit had expired significantly at a significant time before. I mean, one actually seems to, if any, Grosskreutz violation is much more serious than Rittenhouse. I've been watching this trial. I spent hours watching it live today. And I have to say that this was the most dramatic point where Grosskreutz says, yes, I was pointing the fire at him when he shot me, up until today. But today, it was almost a trial out of Perry Mason. I mean, you have the judge openly shouting at and haranguing Binger for doing unethical things in the trial.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been told that that sort of thing does happen now and then, but to see it on stage, and Judge Schroeder has been extremely cautious to follow the law and the rules in courtroom very, very carefully so far. And I think he was righteously angered because he said, you know, you're an experienced trial attorney. You know you can't do this. Don't give me that you thought it was otherwise. You know you aren't supposed to do this. I'm paraphrasing slightly. So I think the defense attorney, Richards, said, look, if he continues to do this, I'm going to move for a mistrial with prejudice, which means the trial would be considered over and it would not be retried. And they actually did make a motion to that effect in court, and it appears Judge Schroeder is going to entertain it.
Well,
but
yeah, I'm going to imagine so.
Wasn't.
Hang on a second, if you would. Coming up on the last break, Dean has written well over 1,800 articles. And you can find these, well, he's written over
3,000
articles, but 1,800 plus of them can be found at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Been speaking with Dean Weingarten, and before we go away for today, Dean, do you want to talk about Ohio?
Yes. I mean, Ohio I find very interesting because it looks like they have a serious potential for passing constitutional carry this year. And if they do, it would be the sixth state that would pass constitutional carry this year. And the reason I say that is because it just recently passed a committee, I think it was the House committee, on a party line vote, 8-4. And it's supposed to be coming up for a larger vote, I believe, of the whole House very quickly. Within a week, and while the Ohio governor doesn't seem to be all that enthusiastic about passing constitutional carry, the legislature has already overridden one of his vetoes. They passed a bill to limit his emergency powers, which I think that just about all the states should be doing because we see the extreme destruction that some governors have caused with these excessive emergency powers. And they passed the bill, and he vetoed it, and they overrode his veto for that. So they've already crossed that threshold, so to speak. So they know they can do it. And this bill, constitutional carry, is an exceptionally good bill for them to say to their constituents, the Constitution matters, government is limited, we've got your back, we are true blue conservatives who back up the Constitution, and we're going to pass this bill. And it's a good opportunity for the governor to sign it and say, I'm that way too. And it's a good opportunity for the legislature to say, if the governor vetoes it, yeah, see, we're really, really on point on this. We're going to enforce what we need. And there might be some minor changes in the bill. There can be, you know, as amendments can be made, that slows down the process. You have to have both houses agree to the same version. I think the versions are different right now, but that can be changed, you know, fairly quickly. And in Ohio, they need 60%, three-fifths of each house to override a veto. So they need 60 votes in the House, and I believe they need 20 in the Senate. And they have 64 Republicans in the House, and they have, let's see, I think 24 in the Senate. I don't see that number. I might be a lot, but I believe they have well over. They have 25 in the Senate. That's it. So they have plenty of votes if the Republicans act in concert. And, of course, that's the big question. So we don't know for sure that this will pass or not, but I think it's got a significant chance of passage. And they've just had five other states pass similar legislation, including Texas. And there's all kinds of testimony out there that when this happens, there's no significant increase in crime, there's no significant increase in murder, there's no increase in suicide. All they are doing is basically reaffirming what was meant when the Second Amendment was passed and ratified in 1791. So it may well happen in Ohio. I wouldn't be surprised if it does happen, and we should know probably in 2 to 3 weeks.
Right. That would be... And what would that take us to? Is this 22? Would that be 22 states?
That would become 22 states, yes.
Wow. Wow.
And that's significant. And Ohio is like in the heart of the Midwest. You know, they can't say, this is some little state, you know, way out in the middle of the wilderness somewhere like Wyoming or Alaska. It doesn't count for anything. You know, they just can't do that. When you got this many states, there's a lot of places with major metropolitan areas. And there's, you know, you just, the arguments that the people who don't want an armed population just don't seem to apply, that they're really limited now. When I see them, they're essentially some version or another of guns are bad, which really translates into I don't like guns. I mean, and there's no convincing statistics to back them up. I mean, it just isn't there. I mean, they can trot out some so-called studies, but they're not very good studies, and they're very limited, and they try to coach things in terms of how many people are killed with guns when that's not the question. The question is, does the murder rate go up or down? I mean, if you have more people killed with guns, but they happen to be people that are trying to kill other people, that's not necessarily bad, and the murder rate may go down. So it's a trick. It's a statistical and oratorical trick by those who want a disarmed populace to try to limit it only to effects that directly involve guns. Because, of course, guns also prevent many crimes that don't involve guns. And so it doesn't matter much to a person if they're murdered by somebody with their bare hands or feet, or they're murdered with a rifle. I mean, far more people are murdered with hands and feet or clubs or knives than are murdered with rifles, and yet they seem to want to focus on rifles and ban them.
Well, it's not about public safety now, is it, Dean? It's more about...
No, it really isn't.
Yeah, I mean... Now I will say this. I will say this. I think they go after the rifles sometimes because... they know in their heads that that's actually sort of a force multiplier if they decide to go full on tyrannical.
It just seems so odd to me, you know, as somebody who tries to think logically, to hear them say, well, the Second Amendment is all about militias, but we've got to ban rifles because they're military style weapons. What? That doesn't compute. It doesn't make any sense.
No,
we can't have people having military-style weapons when the Second Amendment is about military. What?
Well, the whole thing with that, the handgun part of it, every handgun that has ever been in the military is out in the civilian world today.
Absolutely.
And there's no change in the configuration of the military hardware. As a matter of fact, they did change, like with the SIG, they put a safety on it because they like to have a safety on the gun. So actually they added a safety to one gun. But, I mean, you can buy the gun with the safety or without, depending on which one you want.
Absolutely. And most guns that are in the civilian market at some time or another have been used
in
by some military somewhere or another.
Yep. The other thing that I don't think they quite understand when they're out there worried about all this full automatic stuff, I don't know what it was like when you were in the service, but we were taught to fire semi-automatic. We were told you only go to full automatic on very few occasions. You do not do it all the time because you're not gonna be able to sustain.
You're gonna run out of ammo quickly.
Run out of ammo. You're gonna be missing a lot and all that other stuff.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
we're about to run out of time. You gonna be good for Friday? You think?
I intend to be here on Friday.
Very good. I look forward to that. Thank you for coming and joining me tonight.
It is always a pleasure.
And with that, we conclude today. 21 hours from now, I will be back. And all I want you to do is remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect. Hunt. Compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.